Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Radio Program on Faith, Government, Policy, and Culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
We are so excited to have Dr. Wayne Grudem with us all week, and we've been exploring the five wrong views to hold, information directly out of his book, Politics According to the Bible. We've taken a look at government should compel religion, government should exclude religion, government is evil and demonic, and Christians should stay out of it. So Dr. Grudem, today we're going to take a look at, do politics, not evangelism? Why is that a wrong view to hold?
Well, Karen, that is really the last wrong view. I don't know that any Christian leaders actually advocate this today, that we should work on politics and forget about evangelism, but people have made that mistake in the past. The social gospel movement in the early part of the 20th century said, well, we're going to follow Jesus and obey him, we're going to overcome alcoholism, and we're going to clean up the slums, and we're going to overcome poverty. And they forgot to tell people you've got to trust in Jesus as your personal savior and be born again. So that surely is a mistake, because we never should think that we can change society by just electing good leaders and having good laws without having the gospel transform people's hearts and lives and having people changed from the inside. Both are necessary. We need change in people's hearts and lives, and we need Christian influence on government so laws are passed that are in accordance with God's moral standards in Scripture and that also therefore do good for the people of a nation. I should also say in this regard, Karen, that although I think churches from time to time should speak on some political issues, pastors have to be careful that that isn't the only thing they talk about, and that the main thing that they talk about is how to know God, how to develop a relationship with him, how to understand the Bible, how to pray. That's why people come to church. And of course, that should be the primary emphasis.
Thank you, Dr. Grudem, and we look forward to visiting with you again tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to NFA's Daily Radio Program. If you'd like more information about issues affecting Nebraska families or any of the resources mentioned, call us at 1-888-777-5188 or visit our website at nebraskafamilyalliance.org.